It's well documented that non-white youth are treated unequally in Washington State's legal system. But that gap is especially evident for Native American youth, and it's getting worse. Investigate West Indigenous Affairs reporter Melanie Henshaw has been looking into those disparities, and she joins me now to break down her reporting. Melanie, thanks for being here.
Owen, thank you so much for having me back.
So, your most recent story is the first in a new series, Uneven Ground. Talk to me about what you found in this first foray.
So, in this first part of my new series, we looked at arrests and referrals, essentially the first points of contact that Native American youth are having with the criminal legal system in the state of Washington. And what we found was Native American youth are up to about four times more likely to be incarcerated than white youth in the state, which was about three times more likely back in 2001, despite the fact that during that time period, the state has said it's tried to make an effort to address these disparities.
Do we see this playing out in the same way evenly across the state between rural and urban areas?
The disparities aren't the same in every single county across the state, but I did find there were serious issues in a number of rural counties in Washington. Some that come to mind are small rural counties like Whitman County, where Native youth are seven times more likely to be arrested than white children, which is the greatest disparity in the state that I found based on 2023 data, as well as in Okanagan County and on the land of the Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation, where Native youth made up just over half of all juvenile arrests, despite Native Americans only making up 8% total of the county's population.
And does this apply across all types of crime, or are Indigenous kids more likely to be charged with certain kinds of offenses?
So essentially, they are at a high level more likely to be arrested for all types of crimes, but they're particularly more likely to be arrested for nonviolent property crimes. 2023 data showed me that they were around seven times more likely than white children to be arrested for nonviolent property crimes. And they're also locking up Native children for things that are considered technical probation violations, like missing a check-in with a probation officer or failing to meet a curfew mandated by probation. They are around 30 times more likely to be locked up over these probation violations compared to white kids.
And so that's the law enforcement side of it, but do we see this continuing through to judges' rulings as well?
This is a problem at every stage of the system. So when Native children and youth of color more broadly, particularly Black children, are in front of a judge, they're less likely to be granted opportunities to serve their sentence in the community through probation, therapy, or anger management. And they're also subjected to longer sentences should they be held in detention. So they're spending more time in jail. Sources who I've spoken with feel that cases where they have white youth and Native youth who are in similar circumstances, that white youth are granted more leniency in front of a judge. And the state data backs up that conclusion.
We've talked about the disparities themselves, but do we have any ideas about why they exist in the system?
Right. So lawmakers, as well as advocates who work on behalf of Native youth, feel that this is a manifestation of structural racism in the state's criminal legal system, and that it's not necessarily an intrinsic difference in behavior on the part of Native youth and youth of color more broadly. They feel the data and their experience working with these kids shows they are being over-policed by law enforcement, more likely to be referred to court in instances where they're truant from school, or to face punitive punishments like expulsion or suspension from school.
You know, one of the instances you explore in the story is the rate of truancy that involves Native youth in Okanagan County. I wonder if you could tell our listeners a little bit more about what you found.
Across the state, Native youth are most likely to be referred to court for truancy. And in a number of rural counties, including Okanagan County, a majority of truancy cases involve Native American youth. Native kids aren't feeling seen in their schools based on the conversations that I've had with these families. There's been historical abuses on the part of the state towards Native families that have really damaged Native kinship and family structures and put a large number of barriers in place. These things are not in a distant past. The folks who are impacted by boarding school abuses and family separations are still living and breathing today, and they're still struggling with that trauma. On the part of the state, there hasn't really been a large effort to address the manifestations of that trauma, and a lot of Native youth are still very impacted by that. And so not feeling seen in school, struggling with intergenerational trauma, plus just real barriers like transportation, financial issues, and a lack of support has essentially made it really difficult to overcome these truancy barriers.
So as you mentioned earlier, Washington State has made reforms to its juvenile justice system recently. Why doesn't it seem like Indigenous kids are being helped by those reforms?
One part is an issue of data. When Native kids are making contact with the system, tribal affiliation generally is just not recorded. And when kids' race is recorded, it's generally based on self-identification or just a law enforcement officer's estimation. This often leads to Native kids being undercounted in data, so it's hard to grasp the true scope of the problem. And some of those efforts that have been designed to really reach out towards Native American communities have failed. One thing that comes to mind is something called juvenile points, which is when youth offenses are factored in to an adult's sentence later on. Even though the legislature stopped this practice in 2023, I believe, they didn't make the policy retroactive.
So we said this is just the first in your new series about the inequities facing Native American youth in Washington State's criminal justice system. What are some of the other questions that you're hoping to explore with Uneven Ground?
We really decided to look at the fact that there are disparities present at every stage of the legal system, starting with the first installment, arrests. The next installment will actually be coming out today. And it looks at diversion and disparities in diversion opportunities. And so diversion opportunities are when a child is accused of a crime and has the opportunity to avoid jail by either serving their sentence in the community in another way through therapy or anger management or meeting with a victim's family. So keep an eye out for that because we dig in really deep into what diversion opportunities are like in the state of Washington.
Melanie Henshaw covers Indigenous Affairs for Investigate West. Melanie, thank you for this reporting and for sharing it with us.
Mado, thank you.
This is SPR News.